The Giants and the Braves locking horns in Cobb County. Matt Moore winless in his last six starts. He would have to contend with this big fella, Matt Adams, who's been red hot as of late. Let's pick this one up. Bottom three, game is scoreless. It's Amanda Board for Johan Camargo.
Drive, center field. Span on the move. And the ball curls away from him. And now bounces away from him. Swanson's going to score. The throw to third gets away. And it bounces off the shallow fence in front of the dugout. And it's 1-0 in favor of the Braves.
3-2, Kemp not running. Adams swings and misses. Strike three. Moore got him with the fastball. Two down. Got a good fastball going tonight.
It's one ball and two strikes. Got him. And Suzuki knew it. And Matt Moore strikes out the side with a walk. Up the middle. Panic will spin and throw. And they got him. Nice play. His panic takes one away from Phillips.
Real nice. Matt Moore with the curveball down. Back up the middle. Joe with a great read. Kind of sticks, turns, has a little trouble getting the grip.
You know, still, I think him sticking here really helped him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He does to right. Markakis, look it up. It is out of here. The hot spot of the ballpark, and Slater finds it, and the Giants take the lead. And they got a break. It should have been a double play. It wasn't, and Slater goes the other way.
He swings a ground ball through the hole, into left field, through the drawn-in infield, and that gets Tomlinson home, an RBI single for Span. 4-2 Giants, and that was really primarily the result of that steal. Had the infield been back, that might have given the third baseman Camargo time to go get it, but pulled in and was toward that hole, and he had to move laterally to his left and could not quite get there. He made the dive too late. 4-2 Giants. Big RBI there for Span on his first hit of the game.
Hunter Pence, side retired.
Giants come back to beat the Braves 6-3. Matt Moore snaps a six-start winless skid with seven-plus innings spanning six. Mark Melancon works a clean ninth for the save after yielding six runs through just an inning and a third in his previous two outings. Trailing 2-0 in the eighth, it was two men aboard for Austin Slater, who belted a go-ahead three-run shot off Julio Teheran to give the Giants a lead they would not relinquish. Here is Slater sharing his thoughts on the Giants' 6-3 comeback win.
We've got Austin Slater, and our deal is a lot like Bruce Bochy's deal. If you hit a three-run home run, we get to talk to you. And Austin, really nice job. And I want to ask you a little bit, not so much about the home run, but about your approach. Is your approach back up the middle, right field? I mean, do you have a special approach that would allow you to hit the ball so well to right field?
You know, it kind of changes at bat to at bat, depending on how the guy's attacking you. Today, Teheran, he was really trying to backdoor that slider, or the two-seam. So I was trying to just stay right field, and he left one up for me.
And, look, you've spent now enough time in this ballpark to know that it carries pretty well to right field. You had a good look at it. Did you think you got enough of it?
You know, I didn't know if it was high enough off the bat. But, you know, I'm glad it went over.
Yeah, well, so are we.
Yeah, when you look at that at bat, I mean, obviously, again, you're trying to do damage. Is that a spot where you wanted to be the guy? I mean, you got some errors. They're extending the inning for you. They get to you with some runners on. I mean, I imagine I saw you guys in the clubhouse this afternoon. It looks like there was still some life. Guys were excited to be here. I know it's been a tough road trip, but that approach, it looked like you wanted to be the guy there. How'd you feel?
It felt great. You know, those are the kind of situations you look forward to and you have to take advantage of. You know, they haven't really come through for us this whole road stretch, but, you know, I think they're going to start coming, and hopefully we can put a string of wins together.
The Giants sent Jeff Samardzija to the mound on Wednesday. He opposes Sean Newcomb.